the second periodic report, as well as the replies. And just to clarify that what I was seeking is some elaboration on some of the answers that you've provided. So on that note, in particular, as regards the implementation of the covenant in general, you mentioned in your report that the covenant has been applied by the courts in 32 cases. What I was seeking from you, and of course this information can come in writing in the 48-hour window that we provide, but can you tell us of those cases so that we get a sense of how the covenant is implemented, what rights have been invoked, and particularly were violations found of the covenant in any of those cases? Now, on the question of the relationship between the Central People's Government and the Macau SAR on the interpretation of the basic law in particular, my understanding is that the NPC, the Standing Committee, seems to be supreme over the courts, and that is in particular what I was trying to get an answer about. But in addition to this, one of my concerns is that given that China is not a party to the ICCPR, but yet can take and does take decisions regarding the SAR, which has implications or which may have implications for the SAR in relation to the rights under the covenant, what recourse do residents have if their rights are affected by any such decisions? Is there any process within the SAR where they can challenge those decisions, or where they can seek judicial review, or where they can seek a remedy for any violation of their rights by officials or decisions taken on the mainland? So I thank you very much for your answers and look forward to these further clarifications.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bulkan. There is some remaining time, that we have 10 minutes, and I would like again to turn to Mr.